Hey travelers, it's Nurse Kelly. As you know, I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler. Today's guest is close to my heart because she does travel nursing, blogging, and she is a poet. And I am so excited about that. I also write poetry, so I'm so pumped to have her on today. Today's guest is Karen Montalegre. Hi, Karen. How's it going? Do you want to give everybody a brief intro for yourself real quick?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. I'm Karen. I've been a travel nurse for the past year and overall a nurse for 3 years. So I'm very excited to be on this podcast.
Well, we're super excited to have you. You guys, I can't wait for her to share all of her handles and Instagrams and everything at the end of the podcast because her Instagram is super cool. I've already done so many screenshots of the work that she's doing in the poetry. I think it's so cool because out of nursing, we all have to have something, you know, outside of healthcare that we're really passionate about. And Karen's got some really cool stuff going on. But before we dive into what she's up to, we want to do our Wanderly fun facts. So this week is the blog. So Karen, I'm not sure if you've been able to check out our blog yet, but I wanted to ask you about this. So our blog is really incredible. So right now we have about 7,500 people that view our blog a month. I'm super proud of it. I am the main author for the blog, but I love co-authors. I love contributing authors. We can cover anything in the blog. We have agency features. We have travel nursing features. We have just industry information. We really cover the full gamut of information for our travelers and for basically all of our clientele. And you are a blogger. So what do you think about that? What's your story with blogging?
Oh, wow. I actually did not know you guys had a blog. I've only seen you guys through Instagram, but I think it's incredible because I love blogging. I think it's a really good outlet just to kind of express yourself and, you know, show the world what's going on in life and, you know, what you're going through. So I think it's amazing. I think after this, I'm actually going to check out the blog and see what it's all about.
Well, thanks. And yeah, no worries, honestly, because when I think about it, you know, company blogs, they are a different, I guess, audience possibly, and also a different kind of variety of information than a traveler blog. So I'm excited to talk to you about yours because I know obviously, when you're traveling all around and writing, it's just so different than, you know, we're doing like travel nursing in Florida versus, you know, so it's like we all have our different kind of specialties that we like to write about. But yeah, definitely check out the blog. It's super popular right now and it's been a ton of fun to write for. But anyway, Karen, welcome to The Happy Traveler. Tell us about you. How did you get into travel nursing and what else do you enjoy?
I got into travel nursing in the weirdest but the best way possible. I was working a permanent job in Florida. And I was finishing up this contract. It was very strenuous, very critical care. The patient ratio was crazy. It was like 1 to 5 on a step down unit. Everyone was on cardiac drips. Everyone was just very, very critical. And I got kind of tired of that lifestyle. And I had met a travel nurse who was doing travel nursing in Hawaii, out in Maui, through Instagram. And she saw my writing and she actually reached out to me and said, hey, why don't you do travel nursing? You love to travel already. You don't like your permanent position job. You know, come out to Maui, visit me and do travel nursing. And that's exactly what I did. I quit my job after 2 years. I did my 2-year contract and then I went to Hawaii. I booked a 1-way flight, met her for the first time and she kind of set everything up for me. And I started travel nursing in California. So that's how I ended up here.
That's awesome. Where was your first assignment in California?
It was in Downey at Kaiser.
Oh, very cool. In a wonderful hospital. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I think that's a really cool story. So you got into travel nursing and now your Instagram is covered with your poetry and you write a blog. So tell us about your poems. How did you get started in that? Where do you want that to go? And then obviously we want to hear about your blog as well.
Oh, for sure. Poetry, I think I've just always been really into writing. I'm a pretty vocal person, but I think writing is the way I express myself best. So I started doing that, I want to say 2 years ago, also when I was in Florida. And I would just write and write and write about my feelings, about relationships, about work, everything, just life. And from there on, I kept going. It just inspired other people too. So it was a way to connect with others in a way that I don't think I've connected before. And I don't know where I'm taking this poetry. Eventually I'd like to release like a poetry book or something. And obviously I would love to continue writing. I think it's the most amazing thing for me and just an incredible outlet to express myself.
Definitely. Well, From one new poet to the next, I am starting my book and I'm really excited about it. And if I have any advice, which you don't have to take this at all, I know it's completely unsolicited, but it's to just go for it. Because I have found so much release and just kind of like stress relief and love and meditation and just all the like vegan, corny California things you can say about yourself when you're like talking about like, you know, gurus and stuff. In writing poetry, I found all of those things in just writing and just getting it out there and like trying to do it in an artistic way where it just kind of flows. It's been so much fun. So write your poetry book. We will read it. We will share it out. And I don't think you'll have any regrets just going for it. But
that's always been my main thing. I'm like, oh man, like if someone reads this, are they going to like it? I don't know. I just put it out there. If people like it, cool. If not, then I guess it's not for everyone.
I know it's not, I'm not the end all be all by any means. I have zero experience, but I read through yours and was screenshotting them on your Instagram because I'm like, this chick has it going on. Like these poems rock. So I think you should keep going because I think it's great.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Of course. Okay. You talk on your Instagram about keeping the energy positive, which I love. I can't stand negative people. I can't stand toxic, draining human beings. They drive me insane. So what advice do you have for travelers about keeping their energy positive and protected on assignment? Because you talk about that. And I really want, like, for this to be, we can really go there. You know, I know there's some negativity that happens with travelers and with staff nurses, and I know that there's probably just some that happens with just other coworkers, but also just in general with loneliness and all that. So what advice do you have for them?
I would say, like, just keeping your head up, but honestly, for me, what helped is socializing with other travel nurses and, like, working together as a group. Although we don't really know each other, I felt like the community of travel nurses were very, like, helpful. They would always reach out to me, and I would reach out to them if we needed help, and it seemed like one of the issues that came about constantly was that the permanent staff wouldn't want to help as much as other travelers would, but I felt the travelers kept together and, like, we're always pulling through. And the way I like stayed positive was just thinking like, you know what, this is a small assignment and then I'll be on to the next one and doing things on my days off that I absolutely love. Like if I don't do anything on my days off, then I feel like I'm not as positive. But if I'm doing the things I enjoy the most and I take life as, you know, it's all about the experience, then I'm a lot happier. So I'd like travel, hike, eat the food I want to do, like, or want to eat. And like, just everything I love, I paint, I write poetry. And I think that's very fulfilling to me on my days off. So once I go back to work, I'm like fully energized. And even if it's a bad day, I'm like, you know what, there'll be a next day and then it's over. So
I just love everything you're saying. I feel like we are so similar. I didn't even know that. And I'm loving it so much. But yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Finding things to do outside of work, finding fun things that you enjoy, staying passionate. And also, you mentioned a lot of things that would give travelers kind of a reset where they don't have to feel so bogged down and so stressed out. It's kind of like self-care.
Yes, for sure.
Love that. What's your favorite thing about travel nursing and what do you think sucks the most about it?
My favorite thing is meeting new places and new people overall. I think I've met a lot of people. I'm pretty social, so I think it's convenient, but I've met a lot of cool people and just a lot of travel nurses too, who you can learn a lot from others and, you know, they tell you about their states and then it's kind of like a way to connect and meet new places too, because then they start inviting you to their hometowns and their places. So you're like, okay, that's a free trip. You know, like all you have to do is pay for your pass and now you have a home to stay at. So I think that's really cool. You connect a lot with like just others. And I'm definitely enjoying California. Everything's so different. You can definitely hike one day, swim the next day, ski the next day. So I think that's been very enjoyable. And the negatives, I don't have many negatives. I think the only thing I haven't liked is that I did night shift this time around. And I've realized I'm not really a night shift person. I love daytime and I love waking up really early and seeing the sun. And the other one was just like floating at the hospital I was working at. It was like, you would be, you'd have an assignment and then at midnight, they like switch you over to another unit and then they can switch you, I think up to twice. So you can cycle through multiple patients and it gets a little bit confusing at that point to just try to retain everything.
Sure. Yeah, that actually makes complete and total sense. I would be a little overwhelmed and stressed out to say the least. with all that. What I love about also what you were talking about, that some of the struggles that you had, they didn't have anything to do really too much with like blaming other people. It's so crazy. I hear so many travelers with a lot of specific industry complaints that I'm not saying they're not valid, but that was just really refreshing. The things you were talking about were like specific to actually the day-to-day of the job in the facility and not so much the actual.
Oh yes, stuff. For sure. I think my issue was just like floating all the time. Like we would float to so many different units. I think I know all of Kaiser by now, the one in Downey, just because of that. But I also felt like it was a good experience just to see other units. That way I could like, now I know more about like strokes and other things that I wasn't exposed to before back in Florida, because I've just been to so many different units. But other than that, I don't really have much complaints. It's been a really positive experience out here in comparison to what I was dealing with back home, because like the ratios.
Sure. Wow, that is so good and so refreshing. Karen. Well, okay, so we talked a lot about your poetry, the blog, travel nursing all over, the positive energy that you try to bring to travel nursing, which I think is so great. And yeah, I love that you take your off days and you do some self-care stuff. I think that's really cool too. Out of all of these awesome things that you are into, girlfriend, what do you love the most about your life and why is it so important to you?
Oh my God, I love everything. Currently, I love everything. Like I said, I do love like traveling, writing and all that. But eventually, I don't know if I want to stay a nurse forever. I kind of want to do something to do with like studying different cultures and like anthropology and writing and journalism. I think that would be really cool. So I think I'm kind of on the right track. I've been doing a lot of like volunteer work. I went to Tijuana and worked with the orphan kids there. I did a volunteer trip last year to Nicaragua. And then actually on my way back yesterday from Dominican Republic, I sat down on the plane and the guy next to me had gone to Haiti to work with orphan kids there. And he had given me his card to give me that opportunity to do the same. So I've been blessed and came across the right people. So hopefully I can do like more volunteer trips like that, working with kids and continue writing.
Oh my goodness, I love that all so much. I don't even really have responses for you. I'm just listening to you. But before we hop off the podcast, I want to know if you don't mind giving us a little snippet about being in the Dominican Republic. Why were you there? Where were you? How was it? Like, I want to know everything because that just sounds awesome.
Yes, it was amazing. Well, my friend, it was her birthday and she also was working with me. I had met her through travel nursing, actually, on this assignment. And she was like, let's just go to DR and celebrate that our contract is over and my birthday. So we went and we did not sleep, not even a minute, I don't think, because we got there, we partied at night. And then the next day we would do activities. We went horseback riding, zip lining, did dune buggies, did everything and anything. I can't even say like how much stuff we did, but we just explored the outdoors all day long and then partied all night long and then just kept it going day by day by day. And then we missed our flight, like I said earlier before the podcast. And we caught the last flight back home. I ended up here, I think at like midnight yesterday. And then I had to move out because I had moved into an RV temporarily to check out what RV life living would be like. So I was moving out of an RV into the apartment that I'm now going to live in.
Very cool. And tell me about the food.
The food was incredible. It was amazing.
I probably sound really ignorant and I'm just going to ask, I've never had Dominican Republican food. I mean, is it super different than American food? Like what was some of your favorite things?
It's very like, I can't even describe it. It's just very homey. Is the best way I can put it. Like rice and beans and plantains, lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, and just like a lot of spices. And it's just really, really good. So very different from here. Yeah, I would say we ate a lot too.
I love it. I think that is so cool. I'm a big foodie, so that just sounds delicious. And you should eat as much as you want, girl. That you're on vacation. Is there anything else you want to add, Karen? I mean, oh, and also in this section, can you also include handles, tags, anything so people can find you? Because really, your Instagram is really, really cool. So I think people should go and follow you. So can you include all that and anything else you'd like to say?
I think that's it for now. I've said as much as I could possibly say. But yeah, my Instagram is wildindigo92. So it's pretty simple. I'm trying to work on a blog, like my actual page, which will most likely be the same. And I'm also doing YouTube, which is the same handle, wildindigo92.
There you have it, everybody. She is so cool. I just think she's so great. We have a lot of similarities. But that is
She's
Karen
really cool too.
Montalegre. She's Karen Montalegre. She does travel nursing, poetry, and blogging. She's obviously super fun, super kind, has been on a ton of vacations. So you're going to want to go check her out. She's a great resource, but she's also done a lot of fun things that you're just going to want to see. She's had a cool section in this part of her life, and I'm really excited that she's a part of the Wanderly collaboration team now. But that's another episode of The Happy Traveler. Thank you for joining us, Karen. You're the best. Everybody, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week for another episode.